Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this edition of the Best of the Pigskin Dispatch Football History Headlines, we discuss some big record-setting events on this December 22nd, as well as many more Hall of Fame legendary stories and birthdays of Hall of Famers that were born on December 22nd. It's all coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, your portal to positive football history, and of the Sports History Network, your headquarters of sports yesteryear. And we are so pleased to be able to bring you another day of great football history, and this time for December 22nd. Yeah, we're getting near the end of the year, and we just want you to know we have had over 500 episodes this year, and you, our listeners, have helped support that, and you've brought us to some great heights this year, and we really appreciate your listenership and your feedback. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to share some more feedback with us, you can reach us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We will be sure to answer each and every email that is sent to us. I'll answer it personally and get you your answers you want to know, or make some corrections or some explanations that you want to see. So now let's get back to your football history headlines for this Best of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast. We're going to start off on December 22nd, 1941. The 1942 NFL draft took place, and Bullet Bill Dudley from the University of Virginia was the first pick by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bullet Bill ended up leading the NFL in rushing his rookie season with 696 yards with Pittsburgh. Dudley had a brilliant career and even earned a spot on the Pro Football Hall of Fame when his career was over. The only other one player from this draft that made the Hall of Fame was the 135th pick by the Detroit Lions, and Max Speedy, per the Pro Football Reference website. December 22, 1946, at Cleveland Municipal Stadium, the AAFC Championship game was played as the New York Yankees Football Club invaded Cleveland to play the Browns for the AAFC title. The Browns came out victorious as they defeated the Yankees 14-9 in a close one. ProFootballReference.com informs us that Cleveland quarterback Otto Graham threw a 16-yard fourth-quarter touchdown pass to receiver Dante Lavelli for the go-ahead score to lead the Browns to yet another AAFC championship. December 22nd, 1985. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Stephon Page put up 309 yards of receiving against the San Diego Chargers defense, which was an NFL record, according to the Bleacher Report. Stephon averaged 38 yards per catch in the game and had two different quarterbacks tossing the rock to him, as Todd Blackledge and Bill Kenny each were as a signal caller for the Chiefs that day. The record was broken in 1989 by Flipper Anderson of the Los Angeles Rams, who finished the game with 336 yards against the New Orleans Saints. But Anderson reached his lofty mark with some catches in an overtime session, whereas Page earned all of his yardage in the regular 60 minutes of the game. KC needed every bit of Page's efforts too, as they would overcome the Chargers 38-34 in the contest. Now let's take a quick break from our headlines, and let me remind you can learn more about gridiron history on our website, pigskindispatch.com, and you can contact me, Darren Hayes, at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Speaking of hearing from someone who's here, is one of my podcasting partners from the sportshistorynetwork.com that has a message just for you.
He was known as the Bronze Bullet, tied the world record in the 45 and 60-yard dashes, and while he stood just 5'4", he tied the legendary Red Grange for most touchdowns in the Big Ten in a season with 10, and went on to score 45 more in the pros. Join me, Warren Rogan, and football historian Andy Piasek as we take a look back at the phenomenal career of Buddy Young on Sports Forgotten Heroes.
December 22nd, 1996, at Erickson Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina. Per a story on the SteelersDepot.com website, Pittsburgh's Cordell Stewart runs an NFL quarterback record of 80 yards for a score. Slash Stewart weaved his way through the stout Carolina's defense to put the Steelers ahead in a low-scoring game. The score didn't hold up, though, as the Panthers rallied to win 18-14 over Pittsburgh that day. December 22, 2019, the New Orleans Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas set an NFL record for the most catches in a season per the NewOrleansSaints.com website story. Thomas, in the contest, raised his season total to 144 catches as the Saints knocked off the Tennessee Titans 38-28. Michael Thomas's new milestone mark breaks a 17-year-old record once held by Indianapolis Colts Marvin Harrison when he posted a season total of 143. As we alluded to earlier in the program, we have one great big Hall of Fame birthday for this December 22nd, and it took place in 1949 in Swainsboro, Georgia. The pride of Southern Mississippi football, punter Ray Guy was born. Ray set numerous collegiate records and became the first All-America punter per the NFF. The National Football Foundation selected Ray Guy to enter into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2004. Guy was the first punter ever to be selected in the first round of the NFL draft when the Oakland Raiders chose him as a 23rd player overall in the 1973 NFL draft. In his 14 seasons with the Black and Silver, he had 1 year only where he averaged under 40 yards per punt, and only a mere three of his 1,049 boots were blocked. Ray was an All-Pro in six straight seasons. Before his career, he averaged 42.4 yards per punt. Ray Guy, at the 2014 enshrinement ceremonies, officially entered into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We want to make sure that you set your bookmark and remember to come back tomorrow for the December 23rd Football History Headlines, where we'll talk about the first nationally televised NFL title game, and also the first permanent coast-to-coast radio network was established. But most of all, the most famous play in football history took place. We'll talk about these stories and more on your Football History Headlines December 23rd. You can make sure you get to them by hitting the subscribe button on this embed player or podcast player you're listening to right now. Go to pigskindispatch.com or go to the Sports History Network. And the Sports History Network includes other great sports history podcasts, such as Joe Zimba with his When Football Was Football podcast, The Pigskin Pass with Joe Zagorski. Arnie Chapman brings pro football history to life with the Football History Dude podcast, while Mark Morthier covers a multi-sports history landscape with Yesterday's Sports. Oz Davis also covers many great all-time athletes in his Truly the Goats podcast. John Gidley covers the forgotten NFL stories in the Football Attic. And speaking of forgotten, Warren Rogan presents his Forgotten Sports Heroes podcast, while Jeremy McFarland produces the Football's Family podcast. Tommy Phillips gives us a story on the Lombardi Memories podcast. Aaron Harris gives us his Football Odyssey, while Andrew and Dan Newman examine a different sports on their Hello Sports series. You can find all these great podcasts, including the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, all together in one place, thesportshistorynetwork.com. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Just another ordinary day in the offices of the Pittsburgh Guardian newspaper circa 1924. But for Marla Delft, assistant editor, everything was about to change. For she was about to discover the awesome attractiveness of Row One brand retro sports paraphernalia items, thanks to Orville Mulligan, sports writer.
And there it is.
Wow, Orville, that's really the bee's knees.
Isn't it just? a poster-sized replica of the actual 1909 World Series program cover.
I can see that. But where did you get it? And where'd you get it framed?
I ordered it from the Row One website, where over 6,000 items of sports memorabilia from the 1880s to the 1990s are available for reproduction in multiple sizes and in several different materials, with over a dozen styles of frame to choose from for prints like this.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Delft would love to put up more of these in the office. But I'm equally as sure they're beyond this newspaper's budget.
Not at all, my dear Marla. See for yourself. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com/row1.
sportshistorynetwork.com/row1. Oh my, these are good prices. Oh, and look at this stuff. Oklahoma-Nebraska football. College basketball art. Michael Jordan items.
And so retro it was that Marla Delft discovered the splendiferous magic of Row One sports memorabilia arts and prints. You can too by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/row1. That's ROW number one today for access to the full Row One catalog of gallery prints and gifts like t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, telephone cases, coffee mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Act today for 15% discount off all prints with coupon code SHN15 and 20% off all other items with coupon code SHN20 at checkout. And keep your dial locked to the Sports History Network for the exciting chronicles of the 1920 sports world in Orville Mulligan, sports writer, coming soon.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.